You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 235 for Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. 7x7 Fast Start Small Business Coaching. It was Viktor Frankl who said everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Well, speed is a crucial component when it comes to making meaningful change and choosing one's own way, because the sooner we begin, the quicker we get to where we want to go. Fast progress encourages us. It engages us. It helps motivate us, keeps us on the right track, keeps us moving forward. Think about any change that you set about to make. Well, maybe more specifically, think about a change that you actually did make, an improvement. Once you made up your mind, and that's a really tough enough thing to do, and can take a lot longer than it should for many of us, then you took action. And if you didn't see or feel any positive results very soon, well, you were tempted to quit. And maybe you remained committed to grind it out, and so you kept going. And if you saw or felt progress soon, well, then it reinforced your commitment to stay on this journey. You felt good about it. Spurred you on to keep on going. But if you went days or weeks without any noticeable growth, any noticeable improvement, pretty soon you likely lost energy. Your commitment took a hit. You began to question if you should I have even made this decision ever? And eventually you quit. CEOs and business owners experience the same thing when they are trying to figure things out. Maybe we're more prone to these failures if we try to do things by ourselves. But listen, we're all susceptible because everybody craves encouragement, the kind of encouragement that reinforces our decision. That is precisely why this 7x7 fast start idea can be really important and powerful when coaching small business owners. Well, frankly, anybody for that matter. Fast starts need to produce fast results because that's what fosters deeper devotions to the process. It's not complicated. Here it is. For 7 straight weeks, carve out some solitude. That means no distractions. And do this for a solid hour to reflect on a single challenge, a single issue, a single opportunity. I would suggest that you do it the same time each week. Whatever you do, calendar it. Keep the appointment no matter what. Treat this as an unbreakable commitment. Use a pad of paper and a pen. The tactile process of you writing down your thoughts, your questions is important. First of all, it can help you remember, but maybe more importantly, it sort of forces you to be engaged. Now, write down your challenge, write down your issue, write down your opportunity at the top of the page, but do it in the form of a question. Make this as precise and as detailed as you can. Don't make this some vague, mamby-pamby thing. Be really specific about it. Now, in your solitude, spend the next hour thinking and writing down whatever comes to your mind. Just be focused only on that one question. Don't worry about anything else. Just stay focused on that one question. Now, it's okay if you want to carry over one challenge, one issue, one opportunity maybe to the next week. I'm not real high on that, but you could do it. Just do not get stuck on just one. My preference would be to have you focus on 7 different challenges, 7 different opportunities, 7 different issues. And I would encourage you to have at least, of the 7 weeks, 2 opportunities. More is better. We can get so focused and so fixated on our problems that we overlook opportunities. So I really want you to spend at least 2 of these 7 weeks thinking about opportunities. So don't just dwell on all the challenges or all the issues. 1 hour each week for 7 straight weeks. No distractions, handwritten notes, a single item in the form of a question, as detailed as possible. Now, you can do this all by yourself to help you distill potential actions to take to gain clarity on maybe what more you need to learn, or any other meaningful action that you can take to help move you forward. Yes, it helps to have coaching entirely focused on the output of your 1 hour with yourself. It provides a detailed guideline that can help the coaching process. And because it's a specific time frame, 7 weeks, it's often one of the highest returns that a CEO or a leader can get from executive coaching. My 7x7 Fast Start Coaching consists of one weekly 90-minute call to coach through the results of your 1 hour with yourself. This typically takes the first 30 minutes to convey the results of your solitude session. And then we spend 1 hour discussing how you can best figure out a plan to now make that work come alive. If you're interested in that, you can call or text my cell phone at 214-682-2467. I'll put it in the show notes, 214-682-2467. But if you're not interested, don't worry. Do this exercise. Do it on your own. Just make sure that you follow through on the results of your hour solitude session. You know, the start part of this isn't the solitude work. Well, it is work, but that's not real. The real power is it's in putting it into action. It's doing something about it. I mean, otherwise you just end up with pages of handwritten notes that never amount to anything. And that's not what we want. It's not the goal. Do this for 7 weeks straight. No excuses. I give you a hint. You may find you enjoy the process, and you may find that you want to extend it well past 7 weeks and just make this a habit of your life and build in an hour every week to do this. That's great. I would encourage you to do that. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.